We knew we wanted to start a business together. We weren't necessarily sure of the nature of it. We knew it. We wanted to involve prepared foods. One day we were just, there was a really weedy bed of cutting lettuce of all things. And we were just going through it and just tossing around names. And we actually don't know who came up with it. You know, we just know that this like Wheelhouse is the one name that kind of
like our friend Erin. Kind of stuck. She's yeah, at least claiming right, yeah. credit for it, whether or not she actually.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Jake Mazar and Will Van Heuvelen, who are from Wheelhouse Catering and Food Truck, which I would say is from a location, but because you're a truck, you're all up and down the valley, right?
That's right. Will and I met in 2013 working at Brookfield Farm. We did that full-time for 2 years. We were living together, working together. And Brookfield, because it's a CSA farm without a commercial kitchen, they only can sell raw vegetables and raw meats. They can't sell any prepared foods. And so Will and I had the idea of starting a prepared food business that also highlighted the seasonality and local foods.
We have close relationships with a number of farms throughout the Pioneer Valley. It's kind of funny to refer to them as farms because they're run by friends of ours.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I mean, it's like...
It's our friend's house.
Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, like, oh, Danya. Yeah, I mean, Queens Greens. I mean, Danya, you know.
Yeah. Like, and Wheelhouse is a fun name because you're a mobile, you're a food truck. So, you know, Wheelhouse. And it's also your wheelhouse is the idea of the things that you're good at, which comes from the idea of being in a truck in the first place. That's where we get that as a euphemism, I suppose.
Yeah.
I'm talking with Jake Mazar and Will Van Heuvelen, who are from Wheelhouse, which is it's a mobile food truck and catering business. So where can we find you? Are you always at that farm where this idea was birthed?
We do a tremendous amount of different events. We're doing different music festivals.
Yeah, we have Green River poster music for Festival. Green River and Solid Sound up here, and you're going to be at both of those.
We'll be at both of those. But
you're not like parked on the side of the road sometimes and we can go get, is it that kind of food truck or no?
We used to do more of that, but we're kind of moving away from that. We still go to the farmer's market in Amherst on some Saturdays,
yeah.
But more and more we've moved towards events.
I also know that you're going to be on farms during the summer doing different events for different groups. But if I wanted you guys to come to a small event at my house, can I get you there?
Yeah, totally. We do all sorts of different events. We're doing birthday parties for 20 people. We're also doing these really cool farm dinners with different organizations and farms in the valley. Basically, we bring out tables to the middle of a farm field and source all the vegetables and meats from the farm that we're at, and then do a multi-course meal where guests come and sit down in the middle of the farm field and get to eat the food that was grown right
so
there.
So you as a farmer could then hire you out in that way, like as something to do for people that are part of your farm?
Absolutely.
Share. Or I could block traffic and just put the tables right in the middle of the street.
Or the bridge like they do in Shelburne Falls.
How is your cooking different based on the fact that you didn't go 3 years to the, you know, the culinary school, you know, learning French cooking at its highest level?
Truth be told, as you know, we don't have any formal culinary training. I couldn't tell you exactly. you know, if we,
Anna does. I mean, yeah, we also at this point, yeah, like the more people we hire, you know, one of our full-time kitchen staff this year, I mean, she went to culinary school in Italy. And so there certainly is
this approach to the industry where we don't, I mean, I wouldn't even think to use a cherry tomato in May. Like, papayas are wonderful, but there's no place for it on a seasonal menu that's located in the Pioneer Valley. There are so many talented growers in this area, and we, as people who are focusing on prepared foods, we're really standing on the shoulders of giants in the Pioneer Valley. Really, it's a privilege to have that focus and to be sort of focused in that way.
I'm speaking with Jake Mazar and Will Van Heuvelen, who are from Wheelhouse Catering and Food Truck, and you'll be at the Green River Festival, you'll be at Solid Sound Festival.
So I want to know what's in the bowl that Monty's been chewing on with the chips.
This is a rhubarb pico de gallo. It's basically just rhubarb that's sort of at a medium dice with some red onion, some cilantro, and lime juice in addition to a little bit of olive oil. This is something that we love to do in May and sort of early June because tomatoes aren't yet in, but you definitely get the sort of tartness from the rhubarb. It's almost like a ceviche.
That's floral. Great.
Yeah, it's great.
And I do have rhubarb in my backyard, so I don't have to wait for the strawberries to come in. I can start eating it now.
Yeah, make it into pico de gallo.
Yeah.
I'd like to say it's the spiciness that's making me talk like this, but it's actually just I'm getting sicker and sicker, I think, as we talk. Nothing to do with you guys. Jake Mazar and Will Van... I can barely talk at this point. Jake Mazar and Will Van Heuvelen, who are from Wheelhouse Catering and Food Truck. You can see them at Solid Sound next month and Green River Festival the month after. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks.
Buy localfood.org.